Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Leiter.
It is always game day in Cleveland. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. We're brought to you locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. All right, again, we were talking about some of the things that Andrew Berry had to say last week, Daryl. And, you know, there were as solid as this roster is, the draft could change some things if they decided they wanted to trade someone on draft night. But more than that, there were some rumors in the offseason about one player in particular who could be traded, or they maybe, you know, figure out a different path for him.
Yeah, I mean, Greg Newsome is in the final year of his rookie deal, per se. They do have the fifth-year option on him. They have until May 2nd to pick that up. Right now, it's looking it's going to pay around $13-plus million in change. Should they pick it up, and it becomes obviously guaranteed if they do, Andrew Berry would not say whether or not they would actually do that. But here is what Berry had to say about those trade rumors and speculations surrounding the Browns' young corner.
Your base offense and defense is really more three receivers and three corners in this day and age. So, that's really how we think about it. Like, even though we're technically a 4-3, you know, how many snaps will you realistically see us play in base? Not very many over the course of the season. So corner is a premium position. We have three guys who can play press man coverage at a very, very, very high level. That's not a skill set that I'm looking to give away.
Looking to extend them then?
I won't touch on contracts, Daryl, as you know.
So, yeah, I mean, Berry wouldn't answer the question if they're going to extend him or pick up that option. You know, he went back.
Did you expect him to, though? I didn't.
No, but you have to ask the question. You know, for the fans to say, oh, you know, Daryl, that's a real dumb question to ask him. You have to get him on the record like that.
I mean,
you know, and that was the perfect opportunity to follow up with Andrew on that, because, hey, if you're going to sit there and you're going to speak glowingly of, you know, about a player that you have to make a decision on, right, as far as the big picture in the future, well, then the natural question is, okay, what are you going to do to keep him on this roster in a long-term fashion? So I honestly don't know if they're going to pick up the option. Usually we have, in years past, Andy, we've had a very good indication what they're going to do there, right? Have right. No idea what they're going to do with Greg Newsome. I really don't. Obviously, the speculation that was out there, one guy that does not want to see Greg Newsome go anywhere, it's his teammate Denzel Ward, and Ward spoke about the Newsome situation last week as well.
I mean, I feel we're the best corner group in the NFL. I feel that we went out there and showed that, but this is a new year, and we got to go out there and show that again. So, I mean, that's what we're doing now, putting that work in to go out and show why we're the best group, and so that's all it is. It's just getting to the work and then going out there and showing that. But I definitely feel we're the best, though. I want to keep us together. I feel like you can, even AB says all the time, you can never have enough great corners and enough corners on a team. And I mean, that's real. Guys go down, and just having the ability to be able to match up with any teams across the board, whether that's inside in the slot with Greg or outside with me and Martin, and being able to rotate and do different things and having multiple number one corners on the team. So we're definitely in an ideal situation position. And those guys did a great job of drafting all of us and getting us all here. But like I said, we just got to continue to go out and show that we're number one, though. Greg's in the building now working, so I mean, I think so. But I don't know all the behind-the-scenes stuff. But we're all in the building now working towards the same goal and trying to be the best.
So, yeah, there you go. Denzel Ward, he wants to keep that core cornerback group together. He feels that they're among the best in the NFL. We heard from Andrew Berry expressing those very same sentiments. And when you look at what they did last season, Andy, you know, finishing with the number one ranked overall defense, they were very good defending the pass during the regular season as well, setting aside that playoff game and the blowout loss to the Houston Texans. But the bottom line is, you know, Denzel Ward, MJ Emerson, Greg Newsom, that is a very nice trio to have back there. And when you hear Barry say that they're not interested in, or they realize that pretty much you're playing three corners most of your defensive snaps there, and good corners are hard to find, and you don't want to give that away, it does sound like on the surface right now that they do want to keep Greg Newsom, and obviously Denzel Ward clearly has his fingers crossed that in fact that is what's going to happen.
Well, Ward seems like an old man out there right now compared to, you know, I'm not saying he is, but when you look at the influence he should have, you know, a first rounder in 18 compared to the other guys that are in the defensive backfield. So, and it's hard not to look at the Browns defensive backs and go Ward, Delpit, Thornhill, Emerson, MJ, and then Newsom to not feel strong about them. But the Browns do have a mission, right? I mean, they've got to get to the playoffs and not give up 45 points in that first playoff game. So, I mean, there are things that have to change. I don't know that that's the place where I'm looking for them to change. What do you think about the depth in the defensive secondary and if that will affect the draft? Because, you know, you want to just quickly kind of glance at what they have in there. Khalif Falassi, DeAnthony Bell, Rodney McLeod, Justin Hardy, who they just picked up, Cameron Mitchell, Ronnie Hickman. I mean, just give me a base feeling on how they feel about their depth in the defensive secondary.
Yeah, I mean, and that is, again, where do you fit the young player in, right? You know, they've got a couple of young guys in there, but, you know, let's not forget Rodney McLeod at safety, who played really well last year. DeAnthony Bell, they are really high on him. Yeah, I mean, corner is a place where you could find a practice squad type guy that you can elevate for game day if you need them. And again, that's why I kind of feel like that you put yourself in a position, like if you do trade Greg Newsom, yeah, you could, I don't know what you get. Maybe you get a three. Could you maybe get a two for him? But I feel like that if you trade him, you open a hole that you don't currently have. You know what I mean? Like I feel like you create a problem more so than you solve it. And
it's a great thing. Okay, we're going to let a little bit of water in the dam because we know we might be able to get some really cool silly putty or something to put in there so it'll blow up into it. But why would you? Why would you want to cause a problem? I agree with you wholeheartedly on that.
Here's what you have to understand too. The Browns have 8 draft picks next year, including, I want to say, their first 4 rounds or 5 rounds. And then, like, they're I think the 5th, 6th, or 7th, they recouped picks that they had previously traded. So they ended up with 8 total picks for next year's draft. And so I think next year is the draft where it's important for them to fill holes with guys, young guys that can step on the field and start and help out the existing veterans. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This isn't the draft for that. And the Browns are not in an asset acquisition mode. They're spending assets so they can get players. I mean, just look what they've done the last couple of years. They traded their second round pick for Elijah Moore in the 23 offseason, right? This year, they acquire, Jerry Jeudy. They don't give up a lot to get him, but they do get him. Barry's not afraid to make trades because he's not holding on to picks. Like the picks are now no longer the sacred cows.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.